federal agriculture officials are monitoring a type of bat in Mexico. It's called a vampire bat because it lives solely off of other animals' blood. One species can transmit rabies, and that's concerning agricultural officials because the bats like to feast on the blood of farm animals. Now, we have yet to spot them here in the U.S., but because of climate change, that may soon change, particularly in areas like cattle-rich Florida. Jessica Mazaros from member station WUSF in Tampa reports.
That's what a vampire bat colony sounds like, and this is the sound of their prey. There are three species of vampire bats that feast on the blood of large animals like cattle, and only one species that can carry rabies. They reside mainly in Latin America right now, but Tony Piaggio, a scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says that could soon change.
What we found is that there's a clear signal of population expansion on the northern end of their distribution, specifically in Mexico.
Piaggio says vampire bats don't typically migrate, but rising temperatures from global warming are creating more habitat for them to the north. And an increase of development in their native habitat also has the creatures on the move. So far, there have been no reports of vampire bats in the U.S., but experts believe the first place they'll show up is southern Texas. Florida is also on the list. Piaggio says the bats could be blown in by storms or catch a ride on a shipping container.
The biggest concern about vampire bats and livestock is the transmission of pathogens, and specifically rabies. And this is a problem in Mexico and Central America and South America.
Piaggio says the livestock industry in those areas can spend millions of dollars vaccinating for rabies. Luis Lecuona is also with the USDA. He's based in Mexico City, working with officials on wildlife diseases there.
The risk of the transmission of rabies to the cattle is a huge and important impact in the economy.
He says if young, unvaccinated animals become infected with rabies, they will die.
In fact, that is one of the main indicatives that the vampires are present in an area.
And for some small-scale ranchers, livestock deaths could be financially devastating. Lecuona says Mexico has launched national campaigns to vaccinate cattle and other farm animals in affected areas. He says they also have some monitoring and education programs in place. About 20 years ago, Lecuona says vampire bats were recorded in 25 Mexican states. Right now, they are in 27 states, including Nuevo León, which is close to the Texas border. Back in September of last year, Tony Piaggio says the USDA held a virtual panel of federal and state employees to start strategizing around the possibility of vampire bats entering this country.
Everybody thought it was about a 60% chance that within the next 20 years, there could be a vampire bat documented, but that doesn't necessarily inherently mean anything that is something to be concerned about.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission took part in that discussion. In an email, a spokesperson says, right now, it's unclear whether the creatures will make it to Florida, but agency officials plan to keep working with the USDA and are open to establishing vampire bat monitoring programs if needed. Pasco County cattle rancher Kevin Escobar has not yet heard about vampire bats within his circles, but he says it's good that officials are keeping an eye on the future health of the cattle industry.
As things continue to evolve and grow, there will always be new changes that we have to adapt to in order to keep our herds healthy, to provide a safe and healthy food supply for the consumer.
So that's the story regarding cattle, but what about people? Should we be worried? Experts say no. Vampire bats aren't really interested in humans. There are exceptions, of course. Just don't plan to sleep outdoors at night in areas with a high volume of the nocturnal creatures. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Mazaros in Tampa.